Welcome to the No Better Time podcast. I'm Phil Salter. I'm really excited about this episode. This is, I guess you could say, in place of my normal Wednesday quick dive episode. But I had a conversation with Jonathan Garich, who I've worked with for a while now and has been on a couple episodes, kind of my second episode where I'm talking about how can I come up with a certain amount of money to upgrade my home, and another episode of about that as well, I think. I'm trying to remember now. These are kind of early on episodes. But we talked about HSA, health saving accounts, and kind of how we can maximize it and really use it for our retirement. And if you think, oh, I already know what an HSA is, there's a decent chance you're going to learn some things from this episode. And if not, I'll remind you of the reasons and ways that you can really be making the most of your HSA. And if you don't know what an HSA is, and you certainly want to listen to this, or if you want to understand more about it, it's more than just some money you can use to pay for qualified medical expenses, you know, in the near future. It's something that can really benefit you in retirement in some really major ways, honestly. So please listen up to it. And, it was really interesting because, let's see here on, just a second, I'm recording something. That's my daughter. I was talking with my nephew on Sunday. We had like a 4th of July family get together, and he's 20. And this kind of stuff came up about investing and doing things like an HSA and a 401k match and taking advantage of those things. And he was like, man, I need to catch up on this stuff. And I was like, no, man, you're 20. Like, you're way ahead of most people. And so that was really exciting. And I wanted him to send him to my podcast and say, hey, listen to my podcast and learn. But I realized I need to give more of this kind of information, more practical things that people can learn from and take actionable steps. I'm more and more reaching out to people who are experts in their field about specific topics around finances and investing and building wealth. And I'm excited for the types of episodes that will be coming. And if you've liked it so far, you're going to like it even more. I really hope this draws in more people and gives more value. So please, but for now, please enjoy my conversation about HSAs with Jonathan Garich. Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future, because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. All right. Welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and I'm here today with
Jonathan.
Jonathan, can we say your last name?
Garich.
Just because, you know?
No one can ever pronounce my last name.
So. Garich. Good luck spelling it.
Yeah, trying to find me.
First pronounce it, then spell it, and then you get a cookie. All right. Well, thank you for joining me today. Jonathan and I are going to talk about HSAs and why they are so awesome, and why, if you're not taking advantage of it, you should be, if you have the opportunity to, if you have the option.
Indeed. If you qualify, which is having a high deductible healthcare plan, which I believe is a deductible of, oh, now I'm going to say the wrong thing, either $1,500 or $2,500.
Yeah, but either way, like whatever, when you look at your options, you know, every year when you choose your health insurance, it's always very clear, like if it's a high deductible plan, I think.
At least indeed.
In my experience.
In my experience as well.
Yeah.
And how... You shouldn't really see that as like a checking account to pay your medical expenses, but rather the best retirement vehicle that you have in your arsenal.
And what he's referring to is the HSA, which stands for Health Savings Account. So there's a chance someone might have no idea what we're talking about. So what is a health savings account? And why is this, how is this different from actually our insurance itself?
So a health savings account is when you have insurance... that is one of these high deductible plans, either you can open or your employer might open for you a savings account in which you can deposit some of your paycheck into every month.
Yes.
And the real big benefit of it is that there's no taxes going in, both including your regular like federal tax and also your 7% FICA tax. So it has that added benefit that's more beneficial than your regular retirement, as well as no taxes coming out when you pay it on what they call qualified medical distributions. Used to be just like doctor's visits, bills, and other stuff like that, but recent legislation has made it so it can be Band-Aids, it can be over-the-counter medication, and other things. There's a very long laundry list you can find. Feminine care products, stuff like that.
Yeah, and actually, I think during COVID, they even expanded that further. And so just to kind of say this, to kind of reiterate what Jonathan is saying, is that we have ourselves money that's being taken out and putting into an HSA before we pay our taxes, meaning the amount of money that we have to pay taxes on is reduced. So if your paycheck is $1,000 and $100 goes into your health savings account, now only $900 is taxed. So let's say your tax rate is 25%. Now it's 25% of $900 versus 25% of $1,000. So you're paying less taxes. So that's really cool. And the money that goes in there, you don't have to pay taxes on when you use it if it's for qualified medical expenses. And there's a list and you can look up what those are. Just to kind of say, reiterate what he said. This is what he already said, but why is that so awesome that this whole tax thing? Because it seems like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, there's actually a third tax benefit to HSA okay. as well. So with HSA, you can actually invest it, just like a retirement account or an individual account, that you can make gains on that money. But there is no capital gains tax on that money. So it's tax-free going in, tax-free when it grows, and tax-free coming out. So really, this account just allows you to bypass all the tax rules, except for if you don't use it for medical expenses, but there is other avenues for that. But anyways, that's why it's so powerful, is because aside from a company match, you're not going to really get as much benefit from any other account. Because if... Let's take, for example, a Roth or a traditional 401k. You know, you put $1,000 in, it grows, and let's say it goes up to $2,000, but when you take it out, you're going to have to pay taxes on those distributions. But with an HSA, all $2,000 is yours.
Yeah.
So it's like as if you had a bonus 25%, you know, already in there, because it's not going to be taken out.
Yeah, well, if we're talking like if you're putting money in this for years and years and years, we're talking about a lot of money, so 25% is very significant. In fact, if you step back and say, another thing that's really cool also actually with an HSA is many times an employer will contribute a certain amount
for
you as well. Like for instance, where we work together, me and Jonathan, we get a certain percentage. You know, if you're an individual, you get a certain amount put in every month, and if you're married, then it's another amount, and there's a max how much you can put in an HSA every year.
What determined is that by the IRS.
Yes, and that changes. It tends to go up like 100 or something every year on average, it seems. But
if you're single right now, as of 2021, it is $3,550, and if you're married, it's double that, so $7,100.
So yeah, so $7,100 ends up being $7,100 divided by 12 months. That's $591 a month. If you were to, you know, average out across 12 months, that's how much you would need to put in it to max out this account and this benefit. You can't put more.
Minus whatever your employer contributes.
Yes, so employer. Yeah, so I'm getting to that, right?
Well,
so
sorry, cutting you off.
No, you're good. You're on the right track. So $591 if you're a married person with a family or whatever, every month. But let's say your employer puts in $200 a month. So $591 minus $200, that means if you put $391 a month, you've maxed out this for the year, and that's going to add up over the years. But what's really cool is I was doing this. I was putting in a certain amount. My employer was putting $100 per paycheck, actually $110, so $220 per month if you know, because I get paid twice a month. And I was putting in $100 per paycheck, but I wasn't really maxing out this benefit. And once I had some conversation with Jonathan, I realized
dang, I really need to max out and totally maximize this and do another $90 per paycheck. And I was like, dang, but that's another $180 a month. I don't know if I want to do that. I hesitated a few months and then I decided to do it. But this is what's really cool. I put in an extra $90 per paycheck, but because it was before taxes, it only cost me $67.84.
It only took that much out of your take home. Took
$67.84 out of my take home because I was taxed on less money. So it wasn't $90 per paycheck. It was $67.84, but it is $90 going in HSA. So it's really cool because it's just less taxes. So I'm just paying less to Uncle Sam, right? And that what that translates to is $531.84 per year that I'm saving in paying taxes and just more in my pocket. That translates into a lot of money. That means that I'm paying $1,628 to get $2,160 every year. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't know if I said too many numbers too quickly there.
A little bit. My brain wasn't working.
Yeah. But just think about it. I paid, because of the tax advantages.
You paid about how much?
I got a 25% benefit here. I only had to pay 25% of that $90 to get $90. That's essentially what it comes down to.
And that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And
here's another thing we talked about before is, so medical expenses, right? If you use it for medical expenses, you don't have to pay any taxes when you take it out. But let's say this grows into a lot of money. Think about it. By the time you're retiring, there's a good chance you're going to have medical problems. But guess what? If you don't touch this money your whole life and you keep your receipts every time you buy Band-Aids, every time you buy feminine hygiene stuff, every time you have to pay a medical bill, right? Mm-hmm. You can use your HSA towards your deductible, right? And all these things. Every time you have a medical expense paying towards your deductible even, you can save those receipts, and when you retire, you can then redeem them and say, you know what? I have thousands of dollars potentially worth of expenses I previously spent of my own money, not out of my HSA, and now I can redeem them now in my later years and just take money out with no taxes.
Yeah, so that is the really cool thing is that you can reimburse an HSA into your bank account. So you make a medical expense, you use your credit card, you get your 2% cash back or whatever, and then you can go and reimburse it on the HSA, but the when they're making these accounts, they said no limit. They didn't specify any limit of it didn't have to be in that same year to reimburse. So people are like, oh, well, absolutely no limit. I'm going to wait 20, 30 years to reimburse that item, and now I can take it out of my HSA without any taxes for non-health reasons.
Yes.
So if you have health reasons, so, you know, sometimes I think I'm invincible, like, yes, I'm never going to get sick. Even when I'm really old and technically everyone then on average has lots of medical expenses.
Yes.
Which will be very advantageous to have this large HSA sum. Mm-hmm. But if you are just, you know, in perfect quality health when you retire, there's this worry of I can't touch that money. You know, I have all this money saved away for medical stuff, but I'm in perfect health. So I want to touch that money. Well, there's the two ways. So once you reach 65, it's just like any other retirement account. Well, specifically a 401k,
mm-hmm.
that you can take that money out and still pay after taxes with no penalty. But the best thing is what Phil said is to save your receipts rather than reimbursing it today. Wait until retirement to reimburse it. When you are like, oh, I want to buy, I don't know, a boat or something, not something non-medical. And you're like, but all my money's tied up in my HSA. Well, guess what? I've had so many receipts, so many years of minor medical expenses that I can now all add up and take out of my HSA tax-free.
Exactly. So hopefully that makes sense. I had to like hear this a few times before it really sunk in what this means and like how that works. But if you, because like I used to have the opinion, oh, I have this HSA money. I'm going to go buy Band-Aids today with it because, hey, man, it's free money. When you do that, when you use it sooner than later, you're not getting the advantage of this money growing over the years, and it, as you can use it for investing and growing it. So it's like all these tax advantages plus the growth you can get from it. And so it's, you definitely want to take advantage of this. And you, and so if you have this opportunity to do this, you really should do whatever you can to get as close to maxing it as possible, because it's something you won't regret in the long run. A lot of times we feel like we'll wait till later to take advantage of these type of opportunities. I used to not even contribute to a 401k where I worked, even though there was a match, because I was like, oh, I just can't spend the money on that. I don't have enough money. I passed up thousands of dollars there because I didn't take advantage of these things. So if you're looking at the things you should be focusing on for your retirement, if they're available to you, if you have a company that gives you a 401k with a match, always do that and max it out, because that's many times like 100% return automatically before whatever growth occurs on that money that you invest. HSA is the next thing to focus on. Max that out. And then there's other things to focus on from there. But those are the two places to start.
Right. Yeah. So in terms of priority, if you have money to invest, the first one is maxing out your company match. Like Phil said, free money. And then the next one, HSA is your best retirement vehicle. So that's the next one you should max out. An additional benefit is you don't even have to wait till retirement. Let's say you are planning on this awesome retirement fund and then you have a cataclysmic medical event.
It's there.
You know, then you have put the money in the safest possible place, is some place where you can actually get to it in a medical emergency. And then after that, you have IRAs. IRAs are kind of like your 401k, but they're a little bit, you have more freedom to invest the money into things that you want. You can open them with whatever broker. You don't have to pick your employer's broker. So that one's really the next one to max out, is your IRAs. And then after that, then you want to max out your 401k.
Because each entirely. Of these kinds of accounts have a maximum you can put in each year. So that's why we're saying maxing out. Like a 401k, maybe you have a certain salary, your company does a match, so I'm putting in 5% and they're matching it, or maybe they're matching it 50% or whatever. That isn't probably going to max out what you can put in that account for the year. So that you might want to return to that after maxing out these other things.
Right. Yeah. And then finally, 401k. And then after that, then there's really no more retirement vehicles left. You just have to invest in your own, you know, after tax stuff. The only thing that might disrupt that order is if you have debt with a very high ARP, right?
Like a percentage?
Interest.
Interest rate, okay.
Like, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
APR, you mean?
APR.
Yeah.
So if you have a debt that has a super high APR, that might be better than contributing to some of these tax vehicles.
You mean like you're eliminating that debt first?
Yes.
So
eliminating like debt that's above your expected return. So if you expect to get 9% return on this account per year,
15% interest rate on some
debt, then you want to do that. Or, as I think Phil has done, do renegotiate that. Like, debt consolidation, right? Yeah,
consolidation thing. And there's a lot of different opinions about those kind of things. But if you're someone who has determined that you and can be disciplined, I had some various debts I consolidated at a lower interest rate. And I'm in the process of almost finishing paying off this pretty significant sum, because I used to have a lot. It's just what happens, right?
Right.
This is the position I put ourselves in, and you can see me stammering here because there's still shame around this. And it's
unfortunately, I'm sorry that I brought it up.
What I'm saying is, anyone listening to this could be feeling that same shame. It's very normal. It doesn't mean that it doesn't suck. And it doesn't mean we don't want to avoid this. But yeah, this is a normal situation. And that's something that if you can have the discipline, then do things like that to consolidate. But I would recommend personally to not put off the HSA or your 401k match, even if you have these really high interest rate debts, if you can do them. I would focus on those first before aggressively paying off any of those debts, because a 401k match is likely 100% return on that money investment. There's no way you have a debt with 100% interest rate.
Right, but it depends over years. So if you have a 20% interest rate, like over the course of 5 years, that might be worse than putting that money towards a company match. But
you took that same, let's say it's $200 you could put right to every month into your 401k. That's a $200, like 100, a $200 match every time. That's still better than putting $200 towards that debt, in my opinion, because that still takes 4 years for it to, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And probably establishing good habits now probably wins over like optimizing the best possible, like, yes, I'm going to make this penny go a little bit farther.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, you just need to look at your situation but yes, I would say sometimes it's better to
focus on
the bigger debts or do a consolidation, reduce the interest, because you want your money growing faster than the interest is eating away at it.
Yes, but like there is something to be said though for just making moves that get you in the right mindset, get you the right habits, give you some wins.
Yeah.
So maybe for you, paying off that debt first just gets you in the right place. But I just know for me, I was in a position where I was like, I have to pay off debt first before I ever start contributing to 401k. And I regret that personally. Mm-hmm. Someone else might not regret that.
Right.
So just consider all these things. So, yeah. Anyways, we kind of got sidetracked on the HSA thing, but I think it's all like related to what we're trying to get across to.
Right. So, but regardless of what you do there, after the company match, your HSA is going to win over every other vehicle.
Yes.
It's kind of the deal there.
So. I just think when it comes down to it, don't look for any extra excuses not to do this as soon as possible. Like I said before, it's never, we want to get started on these things as soon as possible, but also it's never too late. So if you haven't done it to this point, there's no sense in looking back and say, I should have been doing this back then. Where would I be now? It doesn't matter. Start today. This is when it matters. Today is what matters.
And don't have analysis paralysis.
Yes, and don't overthink until I can figure it all out perfectly. Just take an action, man. Do something.
Like, it's said a lot, like, a lot of people have questions over what's better, traditional or Roth?
Yeah.
And basically the answer is, well, all these little tiny things, but not contributing to either for a month or two while you're figuring it out is probably going to be worse.
Yeah, it's true. You hold off for 2 months and then you just eliminate any advantage that you would have had if you picked the optimal perfect choice.
Right.
That's a really good point. Wow. So anyways, one more thing I want to say. There's such a thing as an FSA, a flexible spending account, which is different than an HSA. So do your homework between the two. One thing to say, an FSA is money that you can put in. It has tax advantages, but it has to be spent every tax year, is my understanding. So let's say you need to look in to see if it makes sense for you, because let's say you have a lot of expenses that are pretty much guaranteed. You have to buy insulin every year. Then you know you're going to spend the money. And so, because it's like a use it or lose it situation. But also in my mind, an HSA still makes more sense because you have the same tax advantages, but maybe you don't have the option for an HSA, so you would do the FSA. But anyways, just something to consider as well, but it doesn't have the same advantages we're talking about at all by any stretch of the imagination as an HSA.
Right. An HSA is definitely a retirement vehicle, yes, while an FSA is definitely a health vehicle.
And that's the biggest transition in my mentally, is seeing the HSA as a retirement vehicle, not just a way that I can have some money to buy Band-Aids tomorrow. So anyways, thanks for listening. If you have any questions or want to contribute or want to correct anything we said, you can email me at nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com. And thanks so much, Jonathan, for talking about this with me.
Thank you.
All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast.